Hey, everybody, it's Friday. Oh, yeah, Friday. Love that word. Time now for your Friday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. He's back, realty expert John Brodeen. We'll talk with him right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back on a Friday morning, and here he is, realty expert John Brodeen, back in the studio. How are you, man?
Hey, good. How about you?
Good, good, good. It's Friday. You got some big weekend plans?
Not too sure yet. I think Carolyn's got a going away party for one of her friends tonight, and then I'm not sure. I'll be at the gym tomorrow.
What's the deal? She gets to go do stuff all the time, and you're stuck at home all the time.
I know. Lately. Well, like the not last weekend, but the weekend before, I had a friend's birthday party that I went to on Friday night. And she was stuck at home, so
giving you a hard time.
Yeah, it all evens out.
Yeah, and I mean, you usually just stay home Saturdays with the daughter anyway, right?
Like Saturday night.
Yeah, or most times or not.
If there's a time that we're gonna go do something with friends, it's usually Saturday night.
Okay,
because the training session at my gym on Saturday is a pretty hard one, so don't really like
so you to go treat yourself
stuff. Yeah, I don't like to do stuff on Friday night,
yeah,
because I gotta be feeling fresh for that, but
sure
if I'm gonna go do something with some friends, it's usually on Saturday.
Oh, help take the pain away from getting beat up all Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I've talked, my wife and I have talked about it before, getting rental property, and you know, it's a good way of income, but how do you analyze it? How do you know if a rental property you might see or want to look at, how do you even know if it's a good deal?
Yeah, that's something that if you're thinking about getting rental property, you should be practicing this. Even if you're saving up the money, you don't have the money yet for it. If you're a young investor or whatever, practice analyzing deals with properties that come on the market so you can see what's a good deal, what's a bad deal, and what you could expect to get.
Mm-hmm.
So like I did an example here and just made up a property. So let's say that there's a duplex for sale and it's 200 grand. And let's say I've set my criteria that what I want to get is I want to get $100 in pure cash flow per month per unit.
Okay.
So for a duplex, we're trying to get $200 a month in pure cash flow,
net
cash flow after everything. So, and let's say this particular duplex that's 200 grand rents for $1,900 a month. And let's say the tenants pay all of the utilities except for the water bill.
Okay.
Pretty standard situation, especially with like an upstairs, downstairs duplex.
Yep.
It's going to be one water meter. So principal interest would be on the loan. I did some, you know, just a loan calculator thing, like 7% interest, 30-year loan, figured in taxes and insurance as well. But let's say the principal and interest would be $1,064 a month. And let's say you've got $270 a month in property taxes and $104 a month in homeowners insurance. So let's say your total payment is going to be $1,439 a month. Rents are $1,900.
Okay.
So a lot of rookies and people who don't know that much about it, they're like, oh, sweet. We would be profiting like $560 bucks a month. Easy. Right? Well, no, not so much. So you've got $160 bucks in like lawn and snow removal.
Yep.
If the tenants don't do it themselves. You've got a $100 a month water bill. You should be budgeting 10% of your gross rents for maintenance and repairs. You should be, which is about $190 a month. You should budget 5% for vacancy, which is $95 a month. Now, keep in mind with these things, you're going to set these up as like reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be using these up every single month, but you'll have them banked up for when you do have a vacancy or for when you do have maintenance and repairs that are needed, right?
Yep.
So at this price, with this payment and everything, you'd actually be negative $84.
Yeah, it's like another $500, you know?
Yeah. And this is if you manage it yourself and if you don't hire out property management.
Sure.
So if you're trying to hit your goal of $200 a month in cash flow, that doesn't mean you have to quit looking at this deal. It just means you can't pay asking price for it.
Okay.
Maybe it's been sitting around for a while.
Oh, okay.
So for example, with this one, you would need to get your payment down to like, with taxes and insurance, down to like $1,159 a month.
Okay.
Which you should be able to do at $165,000 for the purchase price. So you wouldn't be able to pay $200,000 for it and have it work, But if you paid $165 for it with the same loan terms and everything, you'd be looking at about $196 in cash flow per month.
There, you're getting up to that $200 mark.
Yep. You're like practically there.
Yeah.
Rents will grow over time.
Sure.
So, you know, I'd say this is a pretty realistic example for something you could find in Grand Forks. Like, it's not easy to find places that cash flow. Sometimes you have to get a little bit creative. For example, there have been a couple times where I've bought two different duplexes, and one side was a four bed. One side was the same layout pretty much, except it was a three bed because the living room in the basement was larger and it didn't have a fourth bedroom in the basement.
Okay.
So what I did on both of these duplexes is I just built a wall in the basement. It already had a window that was at garden level, and it made it so it was a four bed, and instantly was able to increase rents by like $300 a month.
Yeah.
By having a fourth bedroom instead of just a three
bedroom. Right.
So like, you got to get creative about these things, or it could be a situation where it's in real rough shape and it's renting for $1,900 right now. But if you fix it up and made it look nice, you could rent it out for $2,200, and then maybe it works. You know, so you got to, sometimes you have to get creative, finding ways to add bedrooms, finding ways to increase rents by making it nicer and more attractive. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do things. Sometimes it could mean putting more money down.
Yep.
You know, the thing to remember is, even if your cash flow numbers don't look great to start off with, it's something that as inflation happens, you know, the property is going to go up in value. So you gain money that way. So you're not just only making $200 a month forever, because that would be a crappy return.
Yeah.
Right. But your property is going to grow in value. So you're going to gain equity through appreciation. You're going to gain equity through loan pay down. And you're also going to get higher rents, which is going to get you more cash flow as time goes on and as rents go up over time. So
do you think, somebody that doesn't know anything about this, when you say, John, okay, I'm going to buy a duplex for $200,000. I need to make $200 a month above and beyond after everything is done. Do you think there's a lot of people that are new to the game that go, well, if I'm going to invest $200,000, I need to make more than $200 a month?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like, you even said, it doesn't seem like a lot at first, but it seems like that's a pretty good number to go by.
Yeah. I'd say that's a pretty good number to go by. It's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't sound good. You're right. But you're really not investing $200,000 because you're not buying it with all
cash. That's true. That's true.
You're investing more like $40,000.
Yeah.
And it's still $200 or $200 a month return off of $400,000 or off of $40,000. What is that? That's so you're making what, $2,400 a year? So 2,400 divided by 40. It's not going to look that good. But that's like a 6% return on investment, just your cash flow alone. Okay. But then it's
better than putting it in the bank.
Yeah, and it's pretty normal for you know, your property to go up in value by 2-3% per year on average over a long stretch of time. And it's pretty normal for rents to go up by, you know, close to 2% per year on average over a long stretch of time. So those things are going to compound. You're also, in 30 years, you're going to have a paid off property. You know, you started with $40,000, and in 30 years, just your equity alone, even if the property never went up in value, your equity went up from $40,000 to $200,000.
Right.
And there's also tax savings with income from investment property as well. So, you know, you have to factor that into your complete, you know, this is where we get into more complicated numbers that your average investor doesn't need to know how to run, but like, you're looking at internal rates of return and stuff like that. That's going to factor in tax savings. That's going to factor in rent growth. That's going to factor in principal pay down, all these other things that people don't need to necessarily dig into that unless they're getting into bigger and more complex stuff. But just knowing how to run the numbers on a property, right? Like, so many people, you'd be surprised. So many people are like, oh yeah, that rents for $1,900 a month, and my payment would be $1,439 a month. Easy. I can make, you know, I can make an easy, you know, $460 bucks a month.
Yeah.
It's that easy, right?
Right.
Rent minus payment equals my profit, right?
Well,
you know, you need to make sure you do your actual homework on what other expenses, for example, snow and lawn, water bill, and then the other things that people always forget to include are maintenance, repairs, vacancy.
Yep.
And if you're out of state or something, or you have, you know, your time is swamped, it's not a bad idea to hire a property manager, especially if you have a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Property management, if you don't have a ton of units, is going to start at about probably around 10%
of
gross rents. So So you got to factor everything into it with what you're planning to do, because you don't want to be owning a property that loses money every month.
Yeah, and so. You know, you're going to be the guy. They're calling at 1 o'clock in the morning if the water heater breaks or something. So
unless you hire a property manager.
Right, right, yep. Right. Okay. Wow. So it is still a good way. It's a good way to make it to income. I mean, to make money.
Yep. For me, it's been the best investments I've ever made have been my rental properties. You know, it's not the only thing I have, but it's a, you know, probably half of my personal portfolio, half of my net worth is tied up in, you know, real estate deals.
So rental property is still a good deal.
Yeah.
Is there a decent supply out there? Is there rental properties available right now?
Not a whole lot right now.
Okay.
But, you know, this... It's something where if somebody wants to know about rental property that's, you know, coming on the market, I can set you up on an auto search where basically you're going to be notified whenever anything does hit the market. And even if these aren't good deals that are hitting the market, it's practice. So, you know, a place like this comes up on the market, it gives you practice saying, okay, at $200,000, this thing doesn't meet my criteria. But if I was able to get it at 165, it would. And if you were all saved up with all your cash, you were ready to go, and this house has been on the market, and maybe it's price reduced down to 180 after a few months, and nobody's bought it, and then maybe you make an offer of 165, who knows what's going to happen?
Right,
you might
right.
not know unless you make an offer. So,
if you're a first timer and you're looking for some rental property, and all of a sudden you've got a duplex or a fourplex, what would you do if this is your first time? Is fourplex a little too big of a jump or not?
Are we talking where it's just purely an investment? I already own a home that I'm going to live in, or am I going to live in this thing?
Yeah.
I don't think fourplex is too big of a jump. The nice thing about fourplex is when you have one tenant that moves out, you still have 75% occupancy.
Yeah.
If you have a single family home and one tenant moves out, you know, you get 100%
right,
vacancy.
Right.
So it's a little insurance against the vacancy. You know, you are going to have four sets of appliances, but you still only have one roof. You probably have, you know, in some cases, you might have one heating system.
Yeah.
One foundation.
Oh, yeah.
One set of siding and windows, you know. So it's each has their own advantages. You probably are going to be better off, like, more units is probably likelier to cash flow more. Single family might have a little bit higher chance of appreciation. Because when it's a fourplex, it's always just going to be tied to the money that it's bringing, you know, cash it's bringing in.
You know, you see this more and more all the time, too. I mean, I haven't rented in a long time, but everybody wants a credit score now. And when you're looking at places, that's just the common thing to do.
Yep. I check credit for my rental properties. It's a pretty good indication of whether people pay their bills all the time.
Sure.
I don't require them to have some outstanding credit
score. Right, right.
I just want to see, that they do pay their bills.
Yeah, and you understand how credit scores work and how they can be fixed. And it could be just a hiccup in the thing we call life, you know.
Yep. Sometimes somebody had a medical bill that they couldn't afford, went to what's it called, collections or something.
Yep.
Tanked their credit score, but they've had 5 solid years of paying their bills on time.
And you could see
probably
that
a pretty responsible person. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you talk to a real realty expert. They know what the hell they're talking about. Yeah. If somebody is thinking, you know, I want to look at this rental property and find out if it's a good deal, how do they get a hold of you, realty expert John Prodean?
My number is 701-213-5428. It's probably a situation where it would be a good idea for us to sit down in my office and we can kind of talk about this and see what expectations you have, and I can educate you on the whole thing. I'm happy to help out new investors with this sort of thing. So,
you know, I was thinking of the word realty and Friday at the same time, and it just didn't come out, man.
I thought you were going to say right now.
No.
I've never seen you glitch like that before. You're normally pretty perfect with the radio.
Hey, I get a hiccup in my step once in a while, too. John, thanks for coming in again. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and you have yourself a great weekend.
Sounds
all right, man?
Good. You too.
All right, there you go, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. John Brodean, your realty expert on your Friday edition. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. We'll have another Berkshire Hathaway podcast for you coming up on Wednesday. Until then, everybody, have yourself a wonderful weekend.